Alyssa, I know that this is something that is very important to a lot of us, but we know we need margin, but how do we create that margin?
The first step is recognizing that there is a need. The second step is giving yourself permission to seek out a solution. Mm. We all hear this phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup. Mm. The other analogy related to that is if you keep making withdrawals from this bank account that you're not giving any deposits into, like if you're not making any deposits, right. There is going to be such an extreme consequence. Like we can, that burnout can lead to compassion fatigue. It can lead to some really dumb acting out mistake. We just need to start with recognizing that the risk is high if we don't start making healthy deposits into ourselves physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally. And so we have to start first with a kind of that quick assessment of, am I burned out? Am I fried? And now what do I really need? And it's not selfish to take care of yourself. In fact, it's selfish to deny it. It's assuming that you're somehow invincible when even God took that day of rest. And so the audacity to assume that you don't need that rest, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. In fact, it is a biblical mandate. Jesus withdrew from the crowds. He withdrew from moments of ministry in order to engage in self-care. Now, who are we not to follow that model? So the first step is giving ourselves permission.
How do you determine what to say no to?
Well, I have a pretty extreme litmus test I use for myself. I ask myself, in the scope of eternal life, is this going to matter? Yeah, so if this meeting seems terribly urgent, and then I look at my, you know, is when I am called to account on Judgment Day, is Jesus going to ask me, so why did you push off this meeting for a week? He's not. That's ridiculous. So we have to think about what has eternal impact, and we attend to those things first. Like the parenting of our children. That has some eternal impact. If we are being kind and loving to our children and not snapping at them, that may have eternal impact. So we want to attend to the things that have the highest priority and then carve away the things that seem to, you know, yeah, you're doing it because you feel some sort of weird obligation because somebody once told you that they held this expectation for you. You got to let that go so that you can attend to taking care of you and yours and those that God has called you to attend to.